from the lives of church presidents Brigham Young leads bravely. In all the years that Brigham Young was a boy, he owned just one pair of shoes. They were his Sunday pair, and he wore them only at church. Brigham had 10 brothers and sisters, and their father saw that each child learned to work hard. His mother was extremely ill, and she died when Brigham was still a young boy. Because the family was very poor, the young children often did not have enough to eat. And we have a picture of Brigham and one of his brothers chopping wood. "Brigham, I'm so hungry my stomach aches." "I know, Lorenzo, but we have to finish the stack of wood, or we'll be cold as well as hungry." Brigham also learned to be brave. Years later, after his conversion and baptism, his bravery kept the church strong. One of the pictures in the story shows Brigham Young with some of the brethren. One of the brethren says, "Joseph is fallen, now false prophet." David Whitmer should take his place. "Joseph is a true prophet," said Brigham Young, "and I know it. You cannot destroy the authority of a prophet of God." After an angry mob killed Joseph, Brigham Young bravely led the church in Nauvoo. Brigham Young said to the saints, "Faithful saints, we must finish the temple. We need to receive of its blessings before we depart for the West." Later, as the saints struggled through cold, mud, and hunger on the way to the Salt Lake Valley, President Brigham Young raised their spirits. He said, "Let us hear the brass band and the fiddle. We'll have a dance." And one of the saints says, "Great idea, Brother Brigham." Boyhood trials had taught President Young to endure. If you'd like to learn more about President Brigham Young, do the President Brigham Young crossword puzzle in this issue of The Friend. Note, adapted from The Lord Needed a Prophet by Susan Arrington Madsen, page 27. The illustrated story of President Brigham Young by Della Mae Rasmussen, pages 26 through 31. And Church History in the Fullness of Times, Church Educational System Manual, page 174. End of note. End of the section from the lives of the church presidents Brigham Young leads bravely. Trying to be like Jesus Christ.